You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
It is so amazing to hear the voice of the Lord and respond to see all the things that God does. I mean, think about what Abraham. He said, get thee up and go, and I will show you. He had to trust God, step out on faith, do what God said. There's a 25-year gap right there where he walked into a place that he believed against all hope. In hope, he believed, and so became exactly what God said he would do. Well, God spoke a specific word to us about VFN television before we even thought about television and being on television. But we have the a prayer and fasting community that we do on Mondays for 24 hours. And if you want to be a part of something like that, maybe the VFN Dream Center Church is for you. But for 24 hours, different watches, you know, we pray and we seek the Lord, praying over the country, praying over the church, praying over schools and these different areas. Well, as I was praying on a watch, the Lord specifically spoke to me and said, you know, you need to be on television. You need to be on television. You need to be on television and radio. I was like, what? What's, you know, what? You know, and so immediately I've learned just to go, okay, let's do this thing, right? And then all of a sudden, as I was in that moment of prayer, I was in my office, but suddenly I was behind my desk, sitting at my desk in front of my computer, and a company called Conduit out of Israel was right in front of me, and it was about an app that you could get. This is the early days when apps weren't that popular. And God was showing me that he's going to be a conduit for what's going on. And we began, so I stepped out, I called Pat Hamilton, and I said, listen, this is what the Lord is saying. And he too is always hears the voice of the Lord and says, let's, it's going to happen. We've got to figure out how it's going to happen. Within 7 days, I believe it was, the Lord provided a check, finances, to be able to launch VFN TV and the daily radio program. And we still had to have the knowledge. We had to purchase all the equipment. We had a mentor out of Colorado that mentored Pat Hamilton as he began to learn how to set all this equipment up and do these different things. And within about 30 days, I believe it was like maybe May the 28th or so of 2012, we launched, May 30th of 2012, that we launched VFN TV and the daily radio program. It was amazing. I mean, we had no commercials. Pat's not a long talker. He uses words like yes, no. And if you ask him to stretch out, I was like, yeah. So it was basically me on the program talking those days. And so when you look at it, we just stepped out by faith. And I remember when we first started, we had people around the United States and we're telling them, listen, you need to go let your neighbors know we're on. You need to let people know we're on. And there was this fear was over the church. It's like, I don't know if I could tell people to watch VFN TV. We had these yard signs and different things that would go out. It's like, it was like a big scary thing for them to think like, oh my goodness, I'm going to put a yard sign at the front of my neighborhood. And it was weird, the mindset that the church had in those days about stepping out, because the church had very few voices that were out there. Well, today, now, all these years later, we're all around the world. Of course, we have our footprint in the Glory Zone on the Gulf Coast between Mississippi and Destin, Florida, Mississippi and Destin, Florida. But we also are all over the United States and the world. Almost every single country of the world were being watched. But guess what? It's because the voice of the Lord, he said, do it. And specifically, the safest place for you as a believer is to be as public as you can be. You think it's going to be hiding out somewhere, but realize God has put destiny inside of you. He's looking for people that would go into the harvest field, that they would do what he wants them to do so he can bring in the harvest he wants to bring in. That means you have to come out of your cave. It means you got to come out of your building. You have to advance and do the things of the Lord. And so we did, and it was amazing, the things that we've seen God do, powerful things. You know, originally Florida was not a hub state. There's different hub states that God's established in America, which is going to stand for the country and stand for America to be able to survive for the days ahead. And when we said yes to the Glory Zone and yes to Pensacola, Florida, instead of saying yes to Texas, because hello, Texas, we were all in. We were Texan. Man, I knew the flag. I knew the song. I mean, we were ready to be Texans. And we had a place picked out in Denton, Texas. But God said, if you stay here, if you stay in the Glory Zone, I'll do two things. The first thing he said he's going to deal with is a stronghold of a Jezebelic principality or spirit that was over the region that has really oppressed the church and kept things back. And the second thing he told me was he would give me authority to be able to operate in the context of that region. You can't do anything without the authority of the Lord. in a hub, when you think about this, a hub state is something that actually was prophesied about. You think about an outpost, you know, the days when they were founding America and they were going west, and the military would establish an outpost, and in the outpost, community would build around that. This is where the, you know, they had the cavalry and the horseback, and they would defend anybody that would try to attack the people. Well, a hub region, a hub state, means there's that kind of thing established in that state to be able to help people settle around there. And so since we said yes to come to Pensacola and be in Pensacola, God shifted, not only making Pensacola a hub state or hub region, but he made Florida a hub state, where it's going to be significant. As a matter of fact, Chuck Pierce says now, not only did it turn into a hub state, like Texas and some other ones, Alabama, but also it's going to be the backbone of what God is going to be doing. That God responded powerfully. At that time, we had a different president that was in office, and the president that was in office and the people that were running for office were saying fundamental religious beliefs need to be changed. They were talking about basically snuffing out the First Amendment and snuffing out the Second Amendment, that they were seeing Christians and people beheaded across the globe, and seeing the president that's kind of just whatever, you know, and they called it workplace violence, and it was just wild things going on. So we began to speak, knowing, though, the Lord laid on our hearts that this thing is a march to the furnace. Remember, Daniel was going to the furnace because he stood up for God, but he wasn't going to compromise. And so we knew, because I remember the Lord spoke specifically, prophetically, through Demetrius Duderman. We gave a prophetic word about America, and that America is going to experience fires in America. But the question was, you know, how will God's people survive? Because God's going to take care of his people. The fire is not meant for his people. And it said that God will actually take care of his people and lead us through the fire. But we had to make a commitment. It's like, okay, it didn't look like it looks today. It looked pretty tragic, but we went ahead and stepped out. As a matter of fact, I was so glad that season was over, because every day we're on the air, we're talking about this prophecy and that prophecy and what happened here, what happened here. And outside of repentance, you know, it was going to be really difficult. And God began to shift things. He gave us a president now who is the greatest friend of Israel that Israel's ever had. He's the greatest friend of the church that it seems any president has ever been. He's bold in regards to the Constitution. I mean, literally, he's like Jehu. When Jehu came in to remove the government, who was the Jezebelic Ahabic government that was over Israel at the time. And he's just as reckless also as he's willing to do whatever it takes to lead. And it's a pretty powerful thing. But the Lord told me specifically, while we're on the air, he spoke to me in a prophetic dream. He said that President Trump will be president October 2016. He took me into the White House, and you know, President Obama was walking me to the White House, and then he left, and I said, goodbye, Mr. President. I walked in, and he showed me President Trump sitting in the White House. He said specifically, he showed me that the people of America were going to get the White House back, and that's exactly what's happened. Every day, there's people from all over America, all of us, come into the White House because it's the people's house. There's powerful things like that. Also, he showed me that President Trump would be a friend of the church. Well, that was before he got into office. Nobody thought that probably would have even happened. But guess what? He's a friend of the church, and he's pro-life. We've been praying every single program you've heard us, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We're prophesying that. We're crying out to God. We're asking God, do this, because you have to end abortion, the killing of innocent children, before you can expect a great awakening to come into your nation. Well, guess what? Two Supreme Court justices have been appointed. The reason why they fought so hard against these Supreme Court justices, because they're fearful that the flimsy decision called Roe versus Wade would be taken down. Guess what? It's going to be taken down. It's going to be taken down. God's going to end that, and it's going to go to the states. And if the states pursue it and want to pursue it, then each state will be judged based off what their decision is going to be. So anyway, we're seeing all this take place. And so for years now, I mean, things we talked about, how America got here, how we stay here, God just downloaded that prophetically. For hours, we would get on radio and television, talk like I'm talking right now, and God would just speak. It was just powerful, prophetic television. And so we heard, you know, Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries prophesy that God was going to raise up anchors that are going to be going to speak what he has to say, and that they'll tell you the news before the news for the purpose of changing the news. And we had other prophets saying that the anchors, news anchors, are going to begin to fall. Well, we've seen that now. Well, now we've seen, you know, we first started, these big time news anchors were up, and now the lights are shutting off. The biggest audience that even CNN has, according to reports, is only 1 million people out of 350 million people in your nation. The biggest amount of viewers at any time during the day is only 1 million viewers. I mean, things are shifting and turning. So much so that people that own these large corporations and companies that have social media, they're trying to stop the voice that's emerging, the prophetic voice, the voice of hope and constitutional voices and voices that believe that America is established on Judeo-Christian values and that one of the founding documents, you know, of America is the Bible. And it is. And so this is so exciting. This happened because we heard, well, all that happened because God's doing it. But our part, why VFN TV is here, it's a prophetic voice. It's a prophetic voice God's speaking. And we're kind of like merging everything that's going on. But how often do you get to come together and hear, you know, five different streams about what's taking place? And so you're seeing that. You've been seeing that for years. You can go to the VFNKB.com, go to the VFN Torch, and you can see all these articles and programs, and they're all resourced. You know, today you don't see much news being sourced. People are just saying what they said and repeating what they heard. But we have everything sourced, and so you could go there and see the message. You could see the story. You could read the article, and you can see how all the sources are there. So you could speak with authority about what you're talking about. This is very exciting. Listen, we get back with this break. So by the way, you want to partner with VFN TV? That's what we're doing. Go to VFNKB.com and join in. There's so many people that have been with us for all these years and being a part. But maybe it's your business. You know, we have businesses that stand with us as VFNKB partners, and we have a way to partner with you to be able to empower you with some of the things, and we'll talk about after the break, way that God's given us to bless your business. And we've seen businesses multiply. We've seen God just bless their companies. But also as an individual, you know, we have our partners that support us on a regular basis, prayerfully and financially. That's how we do it. You can find out more details at VFNKB.com. But we get back from this break. We're going to talk about VFN Kingdom Business. How did it come about and why is it here? Join us after the break. So we're talking specifically about, you know, VFN TV, how we got here, how God established us. His voice has been speaking and bringing us success. Now we're reaching around the world. But one thing that he said specifically is that when he was launching us and giving us this prophetic voice, he said that, we're about to step out and do what he said to do. And right before we went on TV, he spoke to me in this prophetic encounter in a dream, and he showed us as like a battleship. I mean, think about the USS Alabama. We're like on a battleship, and we were real close up to the Gulf Coast shoreline, and we were patrolling the Gulf Coast. Literally, God says, I want to establish you to patrol the southeastern part of the United States Gulf Coast. Isn't that powerful? And so, and this is before all these things that we see today about the borders. And so he's showing me, and so we're patrolling, the boat's moving really fast. And all of a sudden I look, and there's these gunboats coming up on America. They're starting to attack America. And this one particular man, you know, that anyway, he's enamored with himself, kind of like what today is, Facebook, YouTube, Me Too, all that kind of stuff. And so all of a sudden I looked and I took those big old 55 calibers you see on top of that battleship right there, and I turned it around and I pointed it right at that gunboat, and I literally fired some shots. Boom, 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 blew that thing out of the water. This is a dream now. And so the Lord showed me all of a sudden that America became under attack and our borders just fell down. Well, guess what's happened since then? Our borders are a mess. Outside of what President Trump has done and God's doing through President Trump, we wouldn't have any borders. And so God said our borders would be falling apart. That's what happened. In addition to that, he said that things that are coming, that people are going to be beside themselves. And finally, he said this. He said that there will be a physical battle on America's soil. There will be a physical battle. And so he showed me specifically, you know, in that region on the Gulf Coast, you have the Naval Air Station, the cradle of Navy air of the pilots and all in the military. And so in that context of that in this particular, we're in this unity meeting, this particular prophetic encounter with God, and we're having a great time with these other pastors, and we're just fellowshipping. And I stepped outside for a moment and looked towards, you know, if you're in the region, it's kind of like the Myrtle Grove area of Pensacola. And I looked towards the direction, it's a long ways away, towards the south, which is where NAS is located, the Naval Air Station. And I saw these bombs being dropped, just like boosh, boosh, boosh. Instantly, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, something's happening, you know. And it was like these planes were dropping these bombs on NAS. And so it's a dream now. This is a prophetic encounter. And so I get in my truck, I start heading towards there to be able to help people out. And then I realize, the Lord showed me, I got to let you know. I got to let the people know, I got to let the church know that it's going to be a physical battle in America's shores, and that we have to be prepared for it. And so we get all ready. We're going to, I didn't want to share that. You know, it's so hard for the American church to realize that anything physically could happen to you. People don't want to hear from you once you actually tell them something physically is going to happen. No, it's all spiritual. It's like, well, you know, things happen in the spiritual, but they manifest in the natural. You know, it's just the way it works. God's a spirit, but that we actually have spirits that have a body that possess a soul. And so it's going to be a physical battle. So here we go. We're on the air, you know, and I said, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to say those words. I'm in Escambia County, right? And I'm launching this out from our previous studios. I said, here goes. I said, there's going to be a physical battle. There's going to be a physical battle in America. That's the third time I said there's going to be a physical battle. The electrical grid went out all over areas of Escambia County. The fiber optic system went down. The lights went out in the studios, and we still had battery power, so generator power. So you could hear us saying things like, did it happen? Is it over? Did it just happen? I mean, literally, God so confirmed that word that when I spoke it out, that the entire county was shaken. Power grid went out all over different areas of Escambia County, and the fiber optics melted in a certain area and shut down the fiber optics almost at the very same time. So we had that program. You could hear us going like, did it happen? You know, and so there's going to be a physical battle happening on American soil. And so God has us here letting you know. God doesn't do anything unless he first lets you know through his prophets, people that he's speaking to, so he can reveal it to you. I'm revealing to you now. There's going to be a physical battle. I believe, according to some of the things the Lord has shown me, also hearing a word that was given to Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, hearing from the Lord, all of us prophesy in part and know in part, but his part really fits together with what the Lord is showing me, that even though there's going to be a physical battle and there's going to be people who don't want this country to succeed, who will be driven by darkness, who have a destructive spirit, who they're destroying things that actually they need to live on, that it will happen. He said they will pour over our borders. We're seeing that take place, but even in greater numbers, that the violence would be really, really high. We're beginning to see that on the streets now where, you know, people are just going out in gangs and mobs and they're just beating up on folks. There's people like Antifa and all these different groups that are doing these different things, but it's going to be way worse than that. And but there's going to be a segment of America, people in America, who are, you're busy about your job, just doing, taking care of your family, but they realize we got to go take care of this. So that part of America is going to rise up. They'll deal with the situation and end it, and then America will be almost rebooted in that situation. Don't know how long that's going to be. Don't know what it's going to look like, but I know that it's going to be a physical battle on America's land. Our borders are impacted the way we're talking about them right now. The fact that our president is standing up and saying we need borders, that is the Lord saying, you got to have borders. Look at the word of God. Look at Isaiah the prophet. When you're blessed, guess what you have? You have walls around your nation. You're protected. When you're not blessed and things are going bad, you don't have walls. And when God blesses a nation, he puts up walls. And you think about it, it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical wall, but there's a border there that means something, that it means something if you cross it illegally. You know, America is a very accepting nation. Over 1 million-plus people come into the nation every year, and even more if you come in legally. But it's important to be able to do it in a legal way. And God told us this, and he also reminded us that even heaven has walls, that they have the gates of heaven, and that the gates of heaven are made for pearls. The walls are made with all the wonderful stones, and they're named after the apostles, and that if heaven has walls, if Jerusalem had walls, if China has walls, if the Vatican has walls, if nations around the world have walls, have borders, everybody should have borders. So it's just a crazy thing. But God said this would be happening. Well, I just want to encourage you. The reason why we are here, because God said, I have some things I want to say to my people. And we just said yes. We said yes with knowing that it's just the Lord. The Lord's going to lead us. And here we are all these years later. That was May the 30th of 2012. And every single day has been an adventure, it's been a journey, and it's been encouraging, you know, to see what God's doing, and we're so grateful. One of the things the Lord spoke to me about is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was in media in Germany during the time of Hitler, and when they're coming to persecute the church, the church that's loyal to Jesus, and they're come to persecute the Jews. And so he was on radio, and he was telling people over the radio, listen, this is what's happening. Wake up. You need to learn. What's going on? You know, and they've already taken the guns by now and said that, you know, you cannot have guns. We're trying to protect you. And who they were actually protecting the Germans from was the thugs of Hitler that he sent out to be able to rough people up, to cause them to be fearful, to be willing to give up their guns, the Second Amendment in America. So Dietrich is warning them, Dietrich Bonhoeffer is warning them, saying, listen, you know, listen, you need to listen up, you need to wake up. And guess what? They didn't listen, and Hitler came and had his radio station unplugged, and he could no longer talk on media. So the whole time we've been talking, we've been warning prophetically, saying, listen to what's going on. We have to wake up. This is what's happening. And it ended up Dietrich trying to talk to the church of the day, and the church was convinced that they were the answer was political, that they could actually get Hitler to join in on the governmental church, and they could convince him through politics. While all along, Dietrich had to go off and begin to start new churches that was built around Jesus. But they struggled with being politically correct. They began to say, well, we're not going to let converted Jews, Jews that have become Christians, Messianic believers, come into their church. And he's like, that's the whole reason. You have to let every believer come into your church. And so he ended up in a small area, in a small village, with a few people, young people, that he was teaching how to do what? How to abide with God. To read his word, stop when something stands out, pray about it, ask what God's saying to you. We talk about it all the time, about abiding with Jesus. Apart from abiding him, you can accomplish nothing. We have a simple plan for you if you want to abide. That's what people want, is a simple plan. It's at iabide.org. You can go there, request your simple plan. It'll come to you right away in your email. So Dietrich is talking about this. Hitler's doing what he's doing. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks before Hitler was, where he killed himself, he had Dietrich Bonhoeffer arrested. Why? Because he was doing what we were doing right now. Telling you the truth, telling you what God's saying, saying specifically, we need to wake up. This is what's going on. Took him, long story short, took him to the gallows and put a noose around his neck. In 2 weeks before Hitler killed himself, he had Dietrich Bonhoeffer killed. An amazing man. They said he had a smile on his face. Why? Because he did everything God told him to do. Don't you want to have that kind of satisfaction in your life, that you did not live your life in fear, but you just stood up in love and spoke the truth and did whatever God told you to run a company, you're running a company. God told you to plant a church, you planted a church. God told you to be on TV, you're on TV, whatever it is. Because we have to face him. It's not the fact that you die. Every one of us is going to die. It's appointed once to die. It's the second part of that. And then the judgment. We have to answer for our life. Did you obey God? Did you say what God said? God said, I wanted you to be a senator to you. I don't want to get in politics. You know, God said, I wanted you to found a business, but you didn't do it. You know, God said he wanted you to work for this company or get into media or whatever it is. And you came up, he says, listen, if you are ashamed of me before men, think about it. If you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Listen, as Christians, we're not supposed to be hit out of him. We're supposed to be like, we're like salt. He says, go be the salt of the earth. And that's a very interesting thing. We don't have a lot of time to talk about that. But salt, when it's applied to something, brings out what's inside of that something. That's why it tastes different on different things. So we're supposed to be sprinkling our testimony and what God's doing in our life, like I'm doing right now, all over different things. And all of a sudden, being the salt of the earth, all of a sudden, things start coming out of people that God's designed them to be. He told us to be the light of the world. That's what we're doing. We're shining our light in such a way that brings God glory. And by your partnership, by your joining with us and becoming a partner, guess what? You are part of that. We couldn't do this alone. This is all of us together, working together to obey one Father, one God, one Spirit, one Lord. You can go to vfnkb.com to find out how you can partner today. But join in with all the many who says, listen, we want to stand with you. We want to be the Dietrich Bonhoeffers of our day and do up to the very moment, because things could have shifted. I mean, 2 weeks later, if Dietrich would have lasted two more weeks, they wouldn't have killed him before he went down, then he would have been a part of a great victory when World War II was won. Well, I want to pray with you right now. Don't forget to write to us. We want to hear your comments. Comment below. Write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. We want to hear from you. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. God, I pray inspiration over them. Bless them, Lord, for standing with us, for partnering with us, Father God, for giving, dear God. And Lord, we ask you, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.